we covered possible Bakistan on Friday. We didn't get to the issues of Pasha Bishloi. So the argument of possible Bakistan was its pass. The question now is: we have, is it possible for pas to lose its status of being bread and therefore lose the bracha of amoitzi and benching? So the Shulchan Aruch says yes. Something started out as pas, but once it can lose what's called teresa de nahama or tsuris alechem. Once it loses tsuris alechem, it's no longer considered pas. If it's not considered pas, so then the bracha is always is mazarnis. And once that's true, even if you're kaveya suda on it. Even a person who eat a shir kaviyah suda, it doesn't make a difference because this is not pas. The whole lum, this we said before, pas b'makisim, was something which betzim really is pas. And but since it's not eaten normally as a meal, so it gets a bracha mazonis. If you eat it as a meal, it goes back to being pas. But over here, we're telling you it's not pas. So because hey, eat as much as you want. It's not a meal. So there's no reason to bench. There's no reason to say a moitzi and to wash. So what happens? What creates that? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you take a piece of bread, which is a piece of bread, it's a kazayis. A piece of kazayis is basically indestructible; it remains pas. You can cook it, you can soak it, you can do whatever you want to it. It's still pas because it's a kazayis of bread to start with. It's indestructible. However, if it's less than a kazayis, then it can lose its status of pas. So, first example, the Shulchan Aruch gives: if a person boils the bread, he's mavashal it. If you're mavashal the pas, so it loses its service, it's not considered pas anymore. It loses its service lechem, and therefore the bracha is a mazarnis, and there's no din of a moitzi on it, even if you even a shir, a kviyas shir. So chala kugel, so you take pieces of chala and you break it up into pieces less than a kazayas, and you mix it with eggs, etc. You mix and oil and sugar, and you bake it. So even though it's baked, but there's all this other liquid in there, that's considered equivalent of cooking it, and so the bracha is mazonis. Chala kugel, the bracha is not a moitzi. If you would have one piece in there, which is a kazayas, so that piece would require hamoitzi on it. And once you say hamoitzi on that, you make hamoitzi on everything else. The person should be careful when they're making such types of foods that they should make sure all the pieces are less than a kazayas. Or alternatively, you can wash and then you don't have the problem. What about that's cooking? What about, so Mishabura talks about the kli sheni is not mavashal for this purpose, it has to be in a kli rishon. Here a kli rishon is questionable, so a person should try to stay away from that. What about frying? So there's three types of frying. So deep frying is no shayla, that's the equivalent of cooking it. That's the same thing as cooking, although not seen. And so anything which is deep fried does not have a din of kaviyah suda. It's not pas. It's mevatel from the din pas. It's also relevant when we get to the lachas of dough, which is cooked. Deep frying is not considered baking. It's considered cooking. It's relevant that say the croutons you have, the mini mandels you put into the soup. Those are cooked. They're deep fried. That's considered cooking. So the Gabi Shabbos, Bishlach or Bishul, and it has alochas where that's not baked. That's considered cooked. That's if it's deep fried. If it's not deep fried, it's just there's a minimal amount of oil there, just to basically prevent it from scorching, from sticking to the pan. That's considered baking. That's not considered cooking at all. But if a person puts enough oil, the goal of there is to get the flavor of being fried, and you want to give it a taste of being fried as opposed to being cooked, being baked. So that already is a shiloh. So the Magen Avraham says that's not considered bishul, and therefore, even as less than a kazayas, it doesn't lose its, will not lose its tzuris lechem. Other poskim hold that that's considered cooking, and therefore, again, if it's a kazayas, it's not relevant because even if it's cooked, the kazayas is still considered bread. But if it's less than a kazayas, so over there you're going to get involved in a machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the other achronim. So example of that is matzah brei. So a person takes matzahs, and he mixes it with eggs, and he fries it. You put in enough oil that you get a nice flavor, etc. You know, a lot of cholesterol is good for you, right? And you make matzah brei. You know, once a year you can have a geschmack. Okay, so according to the Magen Avraham, it's still hamotz, even though it's less than a kazayis. It still looks like bread. According to the other achrayim, these pieces are less than a kazayis. It's been cooked, so it's not hamotz anymore. Now it's a mezonos. So you can eat as much as you want, and still there's no dinner kviyas suda on it. So that's going to come out of Machlokes in the Magen Avraham. And so what Shemura says in that situation, Yerushalayim should only eat a Bamsa HaSuda. So you have two solutions what to do over here. One solution to do over here is make sure one piece is a kazayas and wash on it, or eat eat other bread and make sure you have a kazayas. The other solution is, well, there's another way to remove the status of pas, besides cooking, is that you soak it. If you soak it, the halacha says, if you soak it to the point that the starch starts leaching out of the bread into the water starts turning white. So you're starting leaching out some of the starch goes out of the bread into the water. That's considered a lost surus pas. Even though it looks like pas, but that's considered a lost surus pas. The same way when you cook it, it might look like bread still. That's not halacha. It's not called surus pas anymore. So if you soak it to that extent, by doing that, you remove the status of pas in there. So if you let you take your matzahs, you let them soak beforehand into some water for a while, or if you want to pour some boiling water directly onto the matzahs, or something of that sort, where you're definitely doing a ma'aseh bishul to it, so then you have no problem afterwards. That would be the eitzes how to deal with matzah brei. French toast, usually the piece of French toast, usually you're talking about a kazayas, usually let's say a very small piece of bread, usually talking about a kazayas, so then the shaila is not relevant. You would definitely wash on French toast.
Matzah brei, even though it's mixed with eggs, the eggs are not considered bishul. You're not even mashal in the eggs.
No, that's the middle melt you have over there was not really enough to do that.
Okay, I never watched it being
made. Okay, now matzah melt. So a person takes matzah and he grinds it back into little pieces. So there's a Magen Avraham which says that maybe we could argue that there's a if you bake it after you make it, so you make it, so now it was pass, it lost its, grinding it down doesn't make it ois pass, because that's preferish. If you just take pieces, eat matzah mel straight, and that's all you like, so that's a moitzi still, it's little pieces of bread. Some of you are Ashkenazi, right? So, but now if I take it and I bake and I boil it, so I make knedlach, matzah balls, as you say in Silver Spring, knedlach, right? So it's pashas, which is mavushal. We said if it's a kazayas, there's no din of it's still considered pas. But maybe if I make a kanela which is the size of a kazayas, maybe that should get a new din of getting the chumrah of kazayas. So Magen Avraham presents such an idea. It's not accepted it's not accepted by the poskim. So even though that piece is a kazayas, the new piece is a kazayas, it's not a problem. According to Magen Avraham, it becomes an interesting question, because now I take matzah and I make matzah mel cake. So I didn't boil it, I baked it. So I have matzah mel and I have other items in there. They said matzah, grinding it up until matzah mel doesn't take away the status of pas. Boiling it does, but I didn't boil it, I baked it. So what happens over there? So the Shacharach presents a third possibility of how to lose the status of pas. It's even you didn't bake it and you didn't soak it to the point where it leaches out the color, but if you mix it with other items together, you mix it with other items together, with a lot of oil and etc., those type of things together, and you let it sit together and it mushes together. So that, we said, depends. It depends in that situation. If once it was nilish b'roiv shuman or dvash, it combines with these other items inside that also could take away the status of pas. So that's why we assume, even though I bake it afterwards, and even though I eat a piece which is the size of a kazayas, I can make a mazarnas and an alamichya on that piece. Now the mishnah does say, over in that situation, or the mishnah in that situation, there would be a din. It gets enough of a status of pas that's possible b'kisna. So there would be a dinashir could be a suit on that situation. So that's one case where it reconstitutes itself back into being a form of pas that's possible by kisna.
Is matzah brei in that category?
Is matzah brei in that category? If it was fried, no, that's bishul.
Even if it was mixed up with ingredients.
No, that only says in the case of matzir on the soilus. You put it back into the soilus. Okay. Yeah. If you want to make matzah brei like that, that's more like something called kremzlach, which they talk about, which is something like that. Now, the other issue which Mishnah just talks about over here, he talks a case of an ikar and tuffel issue. That's the other point which is raised over here. Was in a case where you have a pas of a kistin, or you have pas, which, and then you have some type of a jelly mix, your mixture on top of it, and you bake it together. What's the lach over there? So the case was the Rikikin Dak, in which you put this Markachas on them, so they're considered a Tofel. See, if your Kavona is the to eat the Rikikim also, you want the thing which holds it, so they become the Iker, because general Mezonos always becomes the Iker, and you make a bracha on the Mezonos, and you cover that also. That's all talking about if you baked it together. If you baked it separately, and then you put it together, so then each one is independent. So Rav Moshe says, it's interesting halacha, so it says like ice cream sandwiches. So Rav Moshe says, you bake the wafer separately, then you add the ice cream afterwards. As a person, his ikra kavan is for the sandwich part, so that he'd make a mazarna. So Rav Moshe holds, if you eat your ikra, you want the ice cream. You also like the wafers. You can't say the wafer is a tofel just there to hold the ice cream, because that's not true. So the mezonos doesn't become bottle in that situation. So you'd have to make a mezonos. You'd also have to make a shahakol. You'd have to make two brachas in that situation. Okay. One of the points he says, well, let's say the person, we said a case where the ikur is you just hold and make this thing to hold it. The main purpose is the inside. So that you make a bracha on the inside, the ha'etz or whatever it is, on the inside, and you don't make a bracha on the mezonos. Let's say you finish all of the inside, you have a little bit of wafer left over at the end, so you do not make another bracha on that. That's a general halacha by Ikra and Tofel. We get to Ikra and Tofel, we'll talk about it more. That's the question. Everybody says, so I have my cereal and milk. So we say the Ikra is the cereal and the milk is the Tofel. So I make a mezonos on, I finish all the cereal and there's still some milk at the end. So what bracha do you make on the milk? So, I didn't make a bracha on the milk yet. That's a toast, Batsim. The pshat of Iker Tofel is not pshat you didn't make a bracha on the Tofel. The pshat is that the Tofel, because it was Tofel to the Iker, the bracha of the Iker was covered the Iker and the Tofel. So I said mezonos on my milk. But that's the correct bracha for milk in this situation. So if I ask you a riddle, when would you say mezonos on milk? The answer is you have cereal milk. The bracha on the milk is mezonos. That's the correct way to understand Iker and Tofel. The only shali is in a case where a person has kavana, I'm very thirsty and I want to drink the milk up front. So then in a certain sense the milk is not a tofel anymore. I have two purposes why I'm eating breakfast. One is because I want to eat my Cheerios, possibly kiss and shiloh is good, right? Or bran flakes, right? And my other is I want to drink milk because I'm very thirsty. So then I have a new issue. Is it a tofel to start with? It's a separate shiloh. But if I say, I'm not thirsty, and I'm not really interested in drinking the milk per se, but it's a shot of, my mother trained me well, I don't like throwing out the milk at the end. There's no shalom, but in that situation, you would not need to make a bracha on the milk. Because with that betzim, it's a tofel. The fact you're drinking a nice piece of milk at the end is not a shalom. Again, if the person doing it because he's thirsty, that's a different shalom. Because now I'm addressing the issue, I'm drinking milk because I'm thirsty, and I need to drink milk because I'm thirsty. Then you have a question, some suggest in that situation, that once you say the mezonos, you cannot make a bracha on the milk. So some suggest in that situation, drink a little bit of milk beforehand. That's, everybody agrees, in the case you have an ikur and tofel, where there's a question of roiv, etc., that if you eat the tofel first, you make a bracha on the tofel. Because you can't drink, it's only a tofel. You don't make bracha on the tofel, that's wrong. You can't eat something or drink something in this world without making a bracha on it. If I drink the tofel first, I didn't make a bracha yet. It's not that the tofel becomes like it's bottle. It's like it doesn't exist. It's shad is, it's not, it's nichol on the bracha of the ikur. I didn't make a bracha on the ikur, yeah, of course I need a bracha on the tofel. So I drink the milk first, I make a shahako. The only shad over there is a bracha shen etzricha. And if I could not drink the milk first and make a mazonas on the milk and the thing, so why am I making a bracha beforehand? So since it's a suffix, any consideration where a person really has a suffix, what to do, that's not considered a bracha shen etzricha, the fact you're making two brachas. So that we'll get the ikur tofel, we'll talk about that more. Okay.